And I can see Mr. Moik Brennan has just showed up. He's going to have a chat to us about his new band, Leatherhead. So I shall play a Leatherhead track, and then we'll come back in and talk to Moik. Here's Leatherhead track, Shiloh, from their latest release, Needles, which you can pick up in various places, which we shall talk about shortly. So here, we'll have a listen to this, and then we'll have a chat with Moik.
Savage, and I'm listening to Waiheke Radio.
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Waiheke Radio, to Island Life, more particular here on Waiheke Radio. That was a track by Leatherhead from their, well, debut release, I suppose you could call it, Needles, which I was playing that off Bandcamp, the Leatherhead Consortium.bandcamp.com. That was a track called Shiloh. And in the studio now, I've got Moik Brennan, and Moik is the bass player for Leatherhead. And we thought we'd get Moik in, have a chat about the band, but also the band recently opened for the British punk kind of, they online they're always called legends, and I suppose they are pretty legendary actually, The Damned at the Studio in Auckland. So we'll have a chat about how that kind of came about and how the gig was. Good morning, Moik.
G'day, Brent, how are you going?
Not too bad. I can't actually hear you. You try it again.
Can you hear me now?
No. Oh, wait a minute, I know why, there we go.
It seems to be a...
No, there we go.
It's a just recurring theme with us. Sound. Can you make it really, really loud?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that actually, we should talk about that. I mean, you guys are pretty loud. Would you? That's something that you seem to be going for, isn't it?
Yeah. loud's good, man. I mean, I think we're all brought up in that generation, you know, of live and loud. Live music's supposed to be loud. I think it's all been compressed and overproduced these days. You know, you go to a gig and with the young bands now, and they're all a bit delicate, I think.
You guys just turning it up to 11 and then playing three chords.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So I was there last week. It was a fine show. We went into the studio, which is up in K Road in Auckland, and you guys opened for The Damned. Now, I mean, how did that sort of... That's quite a... I thought that was quite a coup when I heard about it, for a Waiheke band to open for people of such stature. And how did you guys end up arranging that, and how did that come about?
Brendan, our guitarist, Brendan Moon, our guitarist, has a bit of a connection way back from the UK with David Vanian. They're old mates, and he's played with him a few times, particularly in David Vanian, the Phantom Chords. And so when they were coming down under, they realised Brendan was in Auckland, and they had listened to our CD, actually, and they said, hey, that sounds like us. I wouldn't mind hearing that live. And so we jumped on it. It was quite exciting night, actually, for all of us.
Yeah, did you guys have much, you know, feedback from them about... I mean, I thought you guys were actually quite blistering and put on a great show. Did you get any feedback from The Damned about, you know, how it went?
Yeah, they said afterwards that they thought we were sort of akin to their sound. We fitted in quite well. Different, a lot sort of darker, I think. Not as punky, a lot darker, but we definitely live, I think, you know, we had that energy that they had, and it was, you know, it was kind of the whole night was just surreal, really, for us. You know, you watch The Damned when you're a young fella, and then here they are in person. Yeah. You're looking at them, and especially the sound check in the afternoon was interesting, because you know, you walk into an empty room and there's The Damned on stage playing. It's like, yeah. Well, man, you know, I'm not worthy almost. But that was kind of cool. And they asked us, you know, you got any requests, you guys? And Carsten, our drummer, said, yeah, love song. And they're like, yeah, okay. So they just launched into that. So it's kind of like having this live Damned jukebox. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was actually there, I must confess, as well. And then that was quite an amazing thing. I was thinking, I was trying to rack up some Damned songs in my head until Carsten blurted out love song. Yeah, that was quite good to see them. And they were... it's quite amazing how they were a bit like a jukebox then. They probably would have played anything you yelled out, eh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tell you, also, it was great. We watched their whole show, of course, as well, and that was real encouraging for us, you know, as a new band, we'll call ourselves, to see their live show and how they spurred on the crowd and the electricity that they generated. And I think we've got that in us, definitely. I think our band is a band I would have liked to have seen when I was a young fella. I quite like that, and it's pretty important to us that, you know, we give out that electricity to the audience, and they get a show. So
Yeah, well, I mean, my impression from watching the show, you guys open for the show, was exactly that. I mean, there was quite a few people, and I think there was sort of over 200-plus people in there when you guys played, which was good, I thought. And, yeah, I had some good feedback from people afterwards. I thought you guys put on a dynamic, quite electric show. You know, not much nonsense.
No, we don't go for nonsense. I think if you watch us, there's always a few sniggers and laughs, and it's all that nervous energy of just unloading, you know, all that energy that we've worked on, you know, in rehearsals and stuff, so. It's quite good. I think the crowd appreciate that. They can see there's some sort of in joke, and I think they sort of feed off that.
Yeah. There was a few locals in the audience, and that must have helped out as well to see some familiar faces.
Absolutely, yeah. It's grounding, actually, to look out and see someone you know, especially someone like Frankie Hill, who, you know...
Up the front.
Yeah, is no slouch herself playing live in the New Zealand music scene, and seeing her down the front with a big grin on her face and... You know, afterwards, her saying, "You know, you guys are a real good live band now," and that's I don't mind saying that. I think we are. I think we put on a good show. Yeah. And you know, we've only just started, so there's plenty more to come.
Yeah. It was quite, I think, worth of note too that in two of the reviews for The Damned, there was one in 13th Floor. Which is quite a popular online music blog, another one in a kind of a more photography-oriented music blog as well. But in both reviews, Leatherhead had a little bit of a prominent place and some positive words. So I thought that was quite interesting to see the supporting act get a good mention.
Oh, yeah. We were blown away. I mean, we didn't think we'd get any mention. And, you know, there's always photographers there taking photos and what have you. That's pretty standard. But... To be in a review like that of a band, you know, associated with a band like The Damned, was just awesome for us. And the comments that were made were great too. It's hard to put a label on yourself or classify what sort of genre you are. I mean, we're rock and roll, I guess, but to have Bede sort of noted as akin to Steve Albini or... Even Nick Cave, like, wow. It's like, you sort of think, is he joking? But it is true. Bede is like that. He's a great poet, actually. You know, he's dedicated to telling a story. And in his own way, I mean, if you saw the show, he threw himself on the floor, you know, prostrated himself in front of the crowd. And it shocked us even. But it's like, that was the energy that he gives out. Just the rhythm section, you know, again, likened to, I guess, the Stooges, and that's a huge honour. You know, it's like, wow, that's great to hear that sort of. Yeah, it's encouraging. It's like, great, we sort of seem to be doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. So, I mean, as Leatherhead, you have you've only played once on the island at Malone's. So that was essentially your second live gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of a huge step. We applied to get on the Pixies as well at Vector Arena, and we thought, oh, that'd be a big ask if we went from 150 people to 400 people to 10,000, but anyway, that didn't happen. But second gig was good.
All right, well, I thought we'll talk a bit more. Maybe we want to chuck in a track. We'll play another Leatherhead track. We played one, we played Shiloh. You got any sort of requests or don't mind?
Me? Look.
Favorite?
I love Needles. I love playing Needles. Needles live is just great.
All right, well, so we'll play Needles. This is sort of I suppose you call it the title track. The album is called Needles. So here's Needles by Leatherhead for you.
Sin balls on my shoulders, his hand on my shoe. Oh, sin balls on my shoulders. falls from his shoulders. His feet curl up on themselves. There's this uncertainty. There's an uncertainty. There's an uncertainty on his face that cannot be hidden like a secret. It can't be hidden like a secret. His feet curl up on themselves. His skin falls from his shoulders. There's an uncertainty.
Listen, if you want to listen to this, download it. You can go to bandcamp.com and just search Needles. You can also find it on any of your streaming services, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes as well. You can track this thing down. And Deezer, if anyone uses that. I think that's mostly for hip-hop heads and stuff like that. But I'm going to have a little bit of a chat with Mike before we bring in Jenny to talk about the wine festival. Hey, so Mike... got a CD, for people who still like those little bits of plastic that they put in that thing. Got a CD coming out, and you're thinking about sort of trying to put a little tour together as well to get out there and sort of keep this thing rolling a bit.
Yeah, sell the CDs to the older crowd. Yeah. No, we are. We're going to just start off feeling our way down the country. So we're going to start with just the Tron and then pop over to the Mount and probably Raglan if we can squeeze it in. Probably around June. I'm looking at June. And then we'll pop further down the country and tackle Wellington and move on to the South Island.
Move on to the South Island, you reckon, eh?
Yeah, selling CDs as we go.
As you go. Living the dream.
Living the dream in the back of a van with the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of a hard slog, eh, sometimes to make a bit of a crack of this, but that's pretty much what you've got to do, eh? You've got to, at some point, you've got to get out there. You can put everything you want on Spotify and that, but you've got to get out there and play before the people.
Yeah, you do. You do. I think that's the proof of the pudding. And I think there's a big turnaround now where, people used to release stuff online and it's all great to see them online in their bedroom playing and stuff. But I think the proof is getting out there. And we just like playing live anyway. That's our energy is playing live. You know, rehearsals are a means to that and playing live is where we're at.
So this album, the one that's available, has got about 9 tracks on it, and so you guys sort of are coming up with, it seemed like you did kind of real hit a bit of a synergy there when Bede came in and you release, you got the feeling that new stuff is coming out or?
New stuff is coming out. Brendan particularly is just vomiting songs.
Really?
He's pretty Brendan prolific.
Is the guitarist.
Brendan's the lead guitarist. He does all the crazy Link Ray style sound bites that you hear on our albums and maracas.
Yeah, maracas.
Occasionally backing vocals when I let him. I like to dominate the backing vocals.
Yeah,
we call ourselves the Beryl Sisters, actually. We get together in the studio.
I suppose we should mention who's in the band. We do have Brendan Mooney, who's lead guitarist and occasional backup vocalist, who some of you may know from the Notorious Coffee Cart down on the... currently probably at the market, maybe listening.
That's
hello,
right.
Brendan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Carsten Blutner, who plays the drums, who some of you may have consumed his fine edibles at the Car Stop Cafe. Is that what it's called? Car Park Cafe.
That's right, yeah. And every other restaurant around Waiheke.
Moik's playing the... Yeah, that's right. Moik's playing the bass... and doing as some of the backup vocals, and Bede Taylor is the lead vocalist, and also plays a bit of guitar as well with his infamous, what's that thing called?
It's an Ebow. Basically an electronic bow.
Electronic.
Like a cellist would use.
And penning a few of the tracks. And one of the tracks that I really liked when you played at Malone's a few weeks back there was, and Bede's quite notorious for this in some ways, is taking his old tracks and rejigging them for whichever particular band. And I think you guys did, now I'm going to blank out on the name.
Bury Me in Water.
Bury Me in Water, which was... when he told me that you were going to do Bury Me, well, I'll play you guys this track a little bit later. I thought that's a bit unusual because it was such a slow,
a mellow, mellow poetic sort of song. There.
Song, and you guys rocked it up quite nicely.
Anything we get, we do. In a long, when we do a longer set live, we throw in a few covers, and anything we do just gets hammered. It gets really, brought to life and electricized, right, if that's a word.
So one more thing, I think, before we go, there is will some talk about having another gig on the island. Is that gone any further, or?
Yeah, that might very well be the start of the tour. We're still looking at that. That could be our first gig.
Yeah,
like. Early in this little mini tour we start off with. Because basically your home crowd, they're very supportive and they give you that energy, that burst that you need to push you along.
Yeah.
And also they're quite critical. They can be quite critical and step up and say, hey, guys, what happened there? But we've learned a lot from them. So, we've got to give it back to them.
Oh, good. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. And then following your trials and tribulations, maybe you guys can make a little video on this tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would love to be a fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe from the chest up or something.
All right. Moik from Leatherhead, make sure you can check them out all over. Just Google Leatherhead. You will come up with a town in England called Leatherhead, but if you do Leatherhead Band, you can find them, like I said, on Bandcamp, Spotify, Google Play and iTunes. I'll play another track by...
Yeah, I'd like to request Bacon.
Oh, yeah, Bacon. Okay.
I love Bacon. It's great live. It's a real sort of toe-tapper. So.
Yeah, okay, we'll play Bacon. Right. Yeah, no, that's... I was going to ask you actually what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, Bacon.
Bacon's instrument has kind of got a little Link Wray sort of instrumental bit going on in the background. And that is available online as well. Hey, thanks, Moik, for coming in and chatting to us.
Brent.
And, make sure you guys get out there and listen, support your local musicians.
That's right.
Here's Leatherhead with Bacon. That was Bacon by Leatherhead off their Needles album.